Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Allison Gaudette, who is the CEO of G2 Web Services. Allison, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us. Really excited for the conversation.
So am I. And when I introduce the topic, I think everyone listening will be as excited. This is a conversation about something new that G2 Web Services is launching, and that something new is a transaction laundering detection solution that sounds like it is solving a big problem that's about to get bigger. Allison, tell us what transaction laundering is and why it's important.
Will do. So transaction laundering, which some listeners and readers might know as undisclosed aggregation, occurs when an unknown and usually illicit business processes payments through the capabilities of known merchants. So your first online merchant is legitimately boarded by an acquirer and it has transaction credentials. So using those approved payment credentials, the unknown merchant sends for usually illegal products that the acquirer doesn't know about.
Wow. So is this a problem that's new, or is it just a problem that is now growing because there are so many more incidences of or abilities to transact online?
So great question. It's not a new problem. And it is, however, just as you said, much more prevalent in the fight against fraudsters in payments. The merchant acquiring industry, due to organizations like G2 and our partners and our clients, we've gotten pretty good at monitoring traditional merchant websites for brand damaging and illegal content. So fraudsters, think of them as the mole in the carnival game whack-a-mole. They're increasingly turning to transaction laundering as a way to gain access to payments and perpetuate crimes as we close off their avenues through traditional monitoring websites. And one trend that we expect to exacerbate the transaction laundering risk is the introduction of EMV liability shift in the fall on the date. That's a very good thing for reducing card present fraud. But what most expect to happen is more transactions will move online, and that increase in card not present transactions in all likelihood will mean more transaction laundering online.
Oh, that sounds just lovely. Tell us about some of the incidences that your solution has uncovered. I mean, you've been at this for a while, obviously, and have a lot of rich data, so have the ability to find it and then, to use your analogy, whack it down. Are there some examples that you can share with us?
Yeah, I sure can. I can give you some examples of cases we found, and we can explain kind of how G2's detecting them, and then we can talk about some really juicy challenges that we helped to correct. So as you say, G2 has had transaction laundering solutions for a number of years, and those solutions addressed certain types of transaction laundering. Our new solution is much broader, and we can talk about that in a minute. But based on our historical experience, G2 has found, here's a few examples, an illegal site selling HCG injections, those are performance-enhancing drugs, through a legal pharmaceutical site. Another scary example is bubblegum branded cannabis being sold through a merchant posing as a toy retailer.
Wow.
Or herbs laced with synthetic drugs that are sold through a business posing as food ingredients retailer.
So these businesses that are set up as front businesses, are they legitimate businesses themselves that then have these businesses that hang off of them, or are they themselves shell businesses that serve no purpose?
Now, that's a great question. It can be either. The front merchant, the approved or known merchant, was legitimately boarded by an acquirer or a member of their value chain, so established legitimate credentials, at least initially. And they can then make those payment credentials available to an illicit merchant down the hall, down the street, or they could be, you know, unwittingly sort of taken over by the illicit merchant. So the merchant involved or not. But mostly they're complicit. Usually the front business remains a legit business. It's just sort of, if you will, complemented with these illegal sales.
So how do you know when this is happening? I mean, obviously you've got software that detects it, but how do you know? Is this, do you look at volumes? How do you know?
That is the question of the hour for certain. There is absolutely no one-size-fits-all solution to detect transaction laundering. And the reason for that, without getting too technical, is the transaction can come from a wide variety of different sources. Shopping carts, payment pages, virtual terminals. They can use different payment methods, credit cards, e-wallets, things that haven't even been introduced yet. And they can process through a page that the acquirer may or may not even have visibility into. So to confirm transaction laundering, you need to know which acquirer owns the customer, the front customer, and which path the transaction followed. So there's a lot of diligence that has to be gathered using data, data science, expertise, and certainly the cooperation of the acquirer client. And we can talk a little bit about the solution to this problem isn't just technology. It's a combination of technology, internal monitoring by the acquirer, and best practices. It's never obvious and it is not easy.
So are there regulations that this violates? I mean, I know that there are anti-money laundering regulations, but where does this fit in the regulatory scheme?
Yeah, it's a great question. And regulators, U.S. government, European Union, and many other countries around the globe have gotten increasingly focused on oversight of the payments industry. We understand transaction laundering to be a crime. It has been a crime. It will continue to be a crime. We believe, just as you said, that it likely flouts U.S. and many other countries' AML laws. And then it also violates rules, not laws, but rules, card network rules, merchant's agreement with its acquirer, and then, of course, at the end of the day, it's allowing prohibited goods and services to enter the payment system, which is also a crime.
How do you work within the ecosystem? Because it sounds like there are a number of players who would be very keen to have access to your detection services, a card network certainly, acquirer certainly. How do you fit within the ecosystem?
So G2 absolutely requires the support of our clients and partners to effectively route out this new challenge. G2's solutions are what we call, as you mentioned, transaction laundering detection. And those are solution suite that we're just introducing actually in this call. We're super excited to be doing that. And I can explain to you how it works, but simple way to explain it is it identifies transaction laundering working backwards from the approved merchant and forward from the violators. And we do that in partnership with our acquiring client or their value chain member. And then we are simultaneously advocating a myriad of best practices that the acquirers, some of them are already doing these quite effectively, and others will begin to implement them with more enthusiasm, I think, moving forward to help stopping a front merchant who's likely to be a launderer over time, and they're detecting them very early in the engagement with the acquirer.
My question is this. So you have a solution that allows you to detect that there's something bad happening, yet there's this then dilemma. What does an acquirer do? Because you can shut them off, but then I guess these are businesses, even though they are bad businesses, that have the incentive to continue to generate sales, so they'll just go somewhere else. What is the protocol when once something is identified? Do you then bring in law enforcement to try to actually not only shut them down, but to then do whatever is necessary under a regulatory, you know, law enforcement scheme to actually penalize them for what they've done?
That's a really interesting question. So G2 has its roots in partnering with the card network initially to eradicate the online sale of child pornography using the card network's payment capabilities. And we built for eradicating child pornography in the legitimate web capabilities in partnership with card network and our clients and also law enforcement. And it's actually quite a successful program, I'm very happy to say. Today it's a lot harder to buy child pornography in traditional sites than historically. So there's an example of where G2 has cooperated with card networks and with law enforcement on a crime, a very serious crime. To date, we have not established a cooperation mechanism with law enforcement for transaction laundering, but our job is to inform our clients when we identify illegal and brand damaging activity, and they have a process that's well established for reporting that illegal activity and their actions against it up all the way to the card network, to the card network partners. And that mechanism has been pretty effective in making sure that at least in legitimate acquirers that we're able to dramatically reduce the incidence of crime. But you are 100% right. Those bad guys, again, back to the whack-a-mole example, are not going away. They're finding other ways to perpetrate their crime. And one of the things to mention with regard to G2's transaction laundering detection solution is that we actually detect transaction laundering in two ways. And one of those ways takes advantage of the fact that we have this large network and we can see bad activities happening throughout the payment system. So finding a transaction launderer in one incident, they will get terminated. If we see them again, we will be able to identify that very, very quickly and let the second acquirer know ASAP that there's a problem. Frankly, that's kind of core to how G2 works. The fact that we've been doing this for 11 years means that we have this rich database of bad merchants and also good merchants and their connections. And the ability to see those connections quickly is one of the things that differentiates G2.
Well, Allison, it's a fascinating topic, and it sounds like something that, like a lot of things, as the online and mobile channels proliferate, this will become an even bigger problem than it is today. Sounds like a really powerful way to not only detect it, but to shut it down. Thanks very much for sharing all of this with us today, and best of luck with your new launch.
Thank you so much.